I think it's kind of a large number or something. Mm-hmm. How would you, have you ever heard that used much?
Yes, I've ever heard somebody say, you know, they had a passel of children, talking about somebody.
Uh-huh.
Had a passel of children.
How else would they use that? Would they describe any?
I don't know. You got a word there, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I look it up in the dictionary sometimes, see what it says.
Well,
I've
just
heard
wondered.
It used from a passel. Did you say a passel of chin? You might say they have a, you have a flock of hens, don't you? A flock of geese,
mm-hmm.
and a flock of some things. Well, I've heard it called passel of children.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you know they've got a passel of children.
Have you used that word much?
I don't know that I've ever used it, but I'm familiar with it. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it used.
Talk about some other, you talked about, could you kind of think about the different, what do you call the different parts of a corn when you have a corn
different
plant?
Different part, corn?
Corn, uh-huh. What are the
well,
different?
It's a stalk that runs up
uh-huh.
and has the ears on it. There are ears, and the ears have got shucks on them.
Uh-huh.
And it's got tassel on the end of it.
It's, yeah, the little thing that comes
uh-huh. uh-huh. Anything else about it, I think that's it.
You weren't much of a... You have different kinds of corn, you remember?
Oh yes, they have this red corn, pretty red corn, and then they have some small sort of those little nubbins, they call them the little nubbins corn. There's various kinds of corn,
mm-hmm.
and you usually grow it on the lowlands of your farm, so they get more moisture.
Mm-hmm.
That cotton doesn't take that much moisture,
mm-hmm.
as corn does.
Corn
takes more moisture to make good corn, so mm-hmm. they usually grow it on the lowlands. Better grow cotton on the upper land of the
mm. What are the different seasons? What kind of different?
Different seasons?
Well, the
they're pretty much same season. The cotton gets planted, you know, first, I guess, before the corn. But the corn usually ripens. I don't know whether you pick the cotton before the corn or not, which comes first. It all has to be done, and you know you have a laying off season, lay-by season. That's a furnace. They get their corn all cleaned out, chopped out, the weeds out of it,
mm-hmm.
and the cotton chopped is just leaving one plant, not have a whole lot of bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
And after you've got your cotton all chopped and maybe plowed once more, and your corn thinned out and gotten out of weeds, you've laid by your crop. Then that's when you can go off and have a good time after you lay by
mm-hmm.
your crop.
Well, where do you put, where do you store corn? Where?
They store corn, they call a crib.
Uh-huh.
And on the farms they have those corn houses. So they call it corn crib.
Corn crib.
And you store it till you, as you feed it to the animals.
Mm-hmm.
You have to feed it. Of course, they sometimes sell it, have to keep more than they want, and they sell the corn.
You ever have?
Now we have the hay that we gather on
mm-hmm.
farms. Now our barns were just full of hay when we sold our cattle since my husband died. About 100 head of,
mm-hmm.
kept 100 head of white-faced cows. So after we sold the cows, my son sold the hay, the
did
barns
you?
Full of hay.
Is that what you store it in, what do you call,
uh-huh.
what do you call that?
In
what?
The loft
uh-huh.
of barns,
you
store it full of hay. And I was worrying so much, we have not sold our land.
This is
ma'am. Yes?
Mrs. is here to see you.
Miss.
Yes?
Well, I asked you to come up.
All right.
Except for this part, you...
That's all right. Let me get up this. I don't think that's what it needs.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old one from South Georgia. I'm very fond of it. Haven't seen it in a long time. She may come see me.